brethren, seek out from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit, and Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte from Antioch, whom they sent before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid hands on them. And the word of God spread, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were obedient to the faith. May the Lord bless his own reading of the word. We are very happy today that Pastor Sun came back from giving his daughter away and be with us this morning to preach the word of God.
欢迎把女儿嫁出去以后，今天回来跟我们当中一起来分享神的话语。谢谢，弟兄姐妹平安。今天是
2007年第一个主日。
Yeah, this one. Okay. Today this is the first Sunday of 2007.
我们一起存着感恩的心来敬拜。
Let us worship God with a heart of thanks.
在今天的信息里面，我们特别要提到的就是我们这个执事的设立，就是执事的侍奉。
And this morning we talk about especially on the establishment of deacons as a ministry.
执事在新约里面要有一个开头。
There's a beginning of the ministry of deacons in the New Testament.
它是按照圣经记载在使徒行传，就是我们刚才所读的经文第六章里面第一节到第七节。
And it started in the passage we have just read, Acts 6 verses 1 through 7.
这个执事是因着教会的需要而设立的。
The deacons were chosen because of the need of a church.
神的家里面有极大的需要，若非同心合意，不能完成神的托付。
The house of God has many needs, and unless we are united, we cannot accomplish what God has asked us to do.
初代教会，神亲自设立了十二个使徒。
In the beginning, God established the 12 apostles.
虽然他们尽力地要来侍奉众人，
even though they have tried their best to serve everybody,
但是众人的需要却不能够完全地得到满足。
But the need of the multitude overwhelmed their abilities.
在这段经文里面，我们发现有讲两种话不同语言的犹太人。
In this passage, we look at the Jews, but they speak two different languages.
有的是讲希腊话的，有些是讲这个犹太人的希伯来。
Some spoke Hebrew, some spoke Greek.
当然与当时流行的语言，他们是讲的亚兰文。
Always, even though normally they speak in Aramaic.
但是我们知道，跟讲这个希腊文的这个犹太人，他们不能沟通。
But then the people that speak Aramaic and the people that speak Greek, they could not communicate.
这些使徒们都是耶稣从加利利所拣选的，十一位都是。
11 of the 12 apostles were chosen from the area of Galilee by Jesus.
然后后来再加上一位。
And then later on they added a 12th one.
当他们忽略掉一些事情，其实也不一定完全是他们的错，因为他可能听不懂，也不明白他们的需要。
Even though they have neglected some part of the ministry, maybe it's not their fault because they couldn't really catch the needs.
当时圣灵强烈的做工，显出神的作为来。
The Holy Spirit was really working and demonstrated the power of God.
这就是我们今天要一起来分享从教会的面临的挑战到教会蒙了大恩把福音传出去的一个过程。
And we'll talk about the process how the church faced and overcame one of the challenges and so that the gospel can be spread.
主要是因着所有的教会的信徒都愿意参与这件事情。
That is because every member was willing to participate in this ministry.
不但是参与，而且是同心合一的来要兴旺神的福音。
And they were in unison to want to spread the word of God.
我们先来看一下从不同的职份来思想这个职事是怎么样产生的过程。
And let's look at the process of how the deacons were chosen.
第一个，我们讲到使徒他有一个谦卑的态度来接受神的托付。
And the first thing we see is that the apostles has a heart of humbleness to accept this responsibility.
我想做领袖的最重要的一件事情，也是最难做的一件事情，就是承认自己的不足跟自己的错误。
And being a leader, the most difficult one is to accept, admit one's weakness and shortcomings.
的确是神把他们呼召出来，要他们全心全力的服侍。
Yes, it is God who has called them out to serve God full time.
但是他们是不是真正知道自己实在是力量不足的？
Do they really understand that they are not, they don't have the ability to really fulfill that mission?
当很多的人信主了以后，他们要供应这些饭食，他们就非常的在那里忙碌。
So when a lot of people have accepted the Lord and they have to feed them, they were busy.
他们承认他们犯了一件错误。
Yes, they admitted they have made one mistake.
就是说他们不应该撇下神的道。
And they should not drop the word of God.
是的，神把圣道交给他们。
It's God that has given the words to them.
有很多事情让他们偏离了神所给他们那个焦点上面的侍奉。
And there are a lot of things caused them to miss the focus.
他们错了。
They were mistaken.
我们要学的是他们承认他们错了。
We have to learn is that they admit that they have made a mistake.
他们说管理饭食不是我们最主要的工作，也不是神呼召我们要做的主要的事。
To serve the meals is not the most important thing that God has asked them to do.
他说真的要专心的以祈祷传道为最重要的事情。
Truly, they have to focus in preaching and the teaching of the word of God.
这是使徒们的谦卑。
And that's the humility.
使徒们第二个方面的谦卑，他们决定这件事情放手让一些执事来做。
And the second thing that the humility shows is that they're willing to give this important ministry to the deacons to do.
也许他们说我们有十二个人，有七个人去做管饭食，有五个人祈祷传道就好，对不对？
Maybe they can say, well, we have 12, we can assign 7 of us to minister to the meals, and then we have 5 to preach the word of God.
或者他们可以说，我们中间只有三个人轮流的去管饭食就可以了，轮流。
Maybe we can have 3 people to take turns to take care of the meals.
但是他们没有这样做，他们说这件事情我们没有办法做。
But then they didn't do it that way. They said, well, we won't be able to do the serving the meals.
因为是神的旨意，要一些其他的弟兄姐妹起来肩负神的圣工。
Because it's the will of God that other brothers and sisters could stand up and take care of other stuff.
整个教会的运作成与败就在乎是不是每一个弟兄姐妹都接受了神的呼召起来同心的侍奉。
So the success of a church hinges on whether each member is willing to take up the challenge that God has given him or her.
但是这个使徒必须要谦卑，愿意让别人来做。
But the apostles must be humble to be willing to allow other people to do the work.
第三个，他们使徒们的谦卑他们承认他们不可以按照自己的意思来指派哪几个人来做这件事。
And the third one about the humility of the apostles is that they admitted they do not want to appoint people by themselves.
如果没有圣经上面给我们的潜力，我们一定会想到就是他们几个人决定哪几个好，就把他们叫到前面来祷告了，就分派他们去做事就可以了。
If the Bible did not put all these things down, then we would imagine that all we have to do is have the apostles appoint a few people to do the work.
但是圣经上面很清楚地讲到，他要众人来提出七位。
And the Bible is clearly written that the apostles asked the multitude to choose from among them. Seven.
他们也有责任，他们的责任是不是随便取了七位啊？也许啊，这七位则是有特殊的才能的。
They also, the apostles also have their responsibility, just not choose any seven.
啊，也许他们说这个人很会算，要买多少的啊，这个啊杂粮五谷。
Maybe they would think that, well, the requirement is someone needs to know how to go and do shopping, good shopping.
或者是要怎么样的分配人工作。
And maybe the person knows how to divide the work, the labor.
但是不是如此的，他们说这些人啊必须要圣灵充满。
But the criteria is that they must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
而且他们这些人要满有智慧。
And full of wisdom.
啊，这是他们的智慧跟聪明要显出来，是为神的缘故，众人也能够分别出来。
So their wisdom can be shown, because of God, so other people can decipher.
啊，所以啊，当他们七位被选出来的时候，是从会众中间产生的。
So when these seven were chosen, they were chosen from among the multitude.
而且是会众中认为他们是适合的。推选出来的。
And it's chosen by the people that the people thought they were qualified to do the work.
然后使徒为他们祷告。
And then the apostles pray for them.
他们这样的一个作为正是给我们一个最好的榜样。
So they give us a very good example.
所以这就是我们教会里面执事产生是经过这样的一个过程产生的。
So the deacons were selected through this process.
我们第二个，我们看一下众人，就会众们他们对这七位执事的信任。
Then we look at how the multitude trusted these seven deacons.
这些会众他们听见使徒如此说，他们就很喜悦的愿意来接受这样的一个建议。
And so when the multitude heard the suggestions from the apostles, they fully embraced it.
他们没有说为什么要七位啊
？They didn't ask why seven.
几万人在这里要吃饭，七位怎么够呢
？And we have thousands of people that needs to be fed. Seven is not sufficient.
也许七十位还不够呢。
Maybe 70 is more like it.
但是这些众人他们信任属灵领袖的带领。
But the multitude trusted in the leadership of the apostles.
而且他们相信。当这个问题发生在是语言方面而引起的这样的纠纷，他们就做了一个决定。
And also they knew the reason why is because of the language barriers, so they made a very interesting decision.
当时没有顾到的是讲希腊话的这一个犹太人。
Because the problem came about because the widows that only speak a Greek.
当这些只会讲这个希腊文的这些寡妇跟这些使徒可能在交通上面有问题的时候，他们的想出一个什么样的方法来解决这个问题呢
？So how they are going to resolve the problem of the communication between the apostles and those only speak Greek?
这会众非常的谦卑
，the multitude is also very humble.
他们选了七位。按照他们的名字来看，通通是讲希腊话的。
And they have chosen seven people. If you look at the names, they are all Greek names. So presumably they all speak Greek.
这是我们完全无法了解的。
It's very difficult to comprehend.
也许有些人说，我们也需要有几个是讲这个希伯来话，不然的话，我们将来恐怕也没饭吃了。
Maybe someone would say, well, don't you want to speak a few that speak Hebrew also? Otherwise, the people from, that speak Hebrew would be ignored in the future.
其实这是一个信任的问题。
This is a matter of trust.
他们信任这七位执事一定会非常公正的来侍奉。
They trust that these seven deacons would do it correctly.
接着这些会众他们很谦卑的来顺服圣灵的带领。
So this multitude...humbly accepted the leading of the Holy Spirit.
因为当使徒请这七位站到前面来的时候圣经上面写了他们站在众人的面前。
Because then the seven was asked to stand before the multitude.
他们并没有说这是你们的事情跟我没有关系我可以不来不参与。
The apostle didn't say, this is your matter, I don't need to be participating.
虽然他们是站在使徒的面前，但是这个使徒是代表教会的。
Even though they stand before the apostle, but the apostle is a representative of the church.
当这个使徒按手在这七位的身上的时候
，So when the apostles lay hands on the seven of the deacons,
也就是代表了整个的教会，在那里说我们支持你们七位。
And it also representing the support from the whole church for these deacons.
这就是我们看见神要祝福的原因。
They can see why God later on really blessed the church.
接着我们再看执事的这一个资格，执事他们忠心的侍奉。
And then we will look at the qualification of a deacon.
第一个他去讲到说他们有好的名声，这是中文圣经的翻译。
And then the first one is the Chinese translation says they have a good reputation.
其实就是把他们这个圣灵充满蛮有智慧这件事情显明在众人的面前。
Actually, it demonstrated that they are filled with the Holy Spirit and full of wisdom.
因为很多时刻我们在某一种不同的人的看法中间不见得大家都同意这七位是每一件事情都做得很好的。
And actually, very seldom everybody would agree that these seven people could do everything right.
甚至当时他们很多人卖了田产卖了他们的房屋让他们奉献把放在使徒的脚前。
And actually, at that time, a lot of people sold all the real estate and all the belongings, take the money to the church, and lay it down before the feet of the apostles.
你也可以想到有一些其他没有这样奉献的人，他们会怎么样想？他们觉得你们这些人就影响到我们，因为你们不要房子或房子很多，你们卖一点，但是我们就只有这一栋要住的，我们没有办法卖。
Because a lot of people will feel that, well, this is the only house I have. I'm not going to sell it, to give the money to the church.
所以就产生了亚拿尼亚、苏菲拉的这样的一个悲剧。
And then that's the tragedy of Ananias and his wife.
但是我们看见这些弟兄姐妹他们。认定这些人是谦卑侍奉的，爱主有信心的。
But that the multitude confirmed these seven deacons are those that really believe in the Lord and love the Lord.
他们这些执事，他们的生命，这些生命里面是被圣灵充满，是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that their life is filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们常提到，一提到圣灵充满，说灵恩派来了。
Every time we thought about filled with the Holy Spirit, we thought about the charismatics.
其实圣经上面告诉我们，我们每一个人都要被圣灵充满。
Actually, the Bible says each one of us here need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满乃是讲到我们这个人把自己倒空，让圣灵来充满我们这个人。
And being filled with the Holy Spirit actually really means that we empty ourselves so the Holy Spirit can fill us totally.
因为我们的里面都有一些软弱，都有一些惧怕。
Because in us there are always fear and weaknesses.
我们也里面有一些的骄傲，有一些自己的不安。
And then we have pride and discomfort.
除了我们把自己带到神的面前，承认我们不行，我们没有别的办法让神可以充满我们。
Unless we come before God and admitted our weaknesses.The Holy Spirit cannot fill us.
我们大部分的时间，我们的缺乏信心，我们的喜乐，我们的平安，都好像大部分的时候都失去了。
Many times we lack faith, so our joy and peace would disappear from us.
但是当圣灵要充满我们，是神说圣灵要充满你们。
But then when the Holy Spirit says, "I'm going to fill you,"
这是神所应许的。
This is the promise of God.
也就是耶稣基督升天以后，他说：“圣灵降临，你们必得着能力。”
And then Jesus, before he went back to heaven, he said, "The Holy Spirit come, you're going to receive power."
所以彼得不会担心他三次不认主，是不是神就不用他了
？So Peter would not worry about the fact that he had denied Christ Jesus three times, whether God was going to use him again.
多马也不会担心他曾经对耶稣不信任，让耶稣非常的难过。
Thomas would also not worry about the fact that he doubted Jesus one time.
他们被圣灵充满，他们大有信心，他们来侍奉。
They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they have power to serve God.
这里我们看见史提凡他是一个大有信心的人。
So we read about Stephen, a man of faith.
这个信心证明他是被圣灵充满。
the faith demonstrated he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵所给的一些恩赐中间也有一个信心的恩赐。
And because the all the gifts that the Holy Spirit given us, one of them is the gift of faith.
今天我们一年的起头，我们也希望弟兄姐妹来看我们的生命中间是不是有一些在信心中间需要突破的。
And then so in the beginning of this year, we'll ask all of you to look at ourselves and see if in our life, that's whether we need to overcome our weakness of faith.
否则明年的时候我们依然故我。
Otherwise, a year will go by and we'll still look the same.
我们需要有突破。
We have to need a breakthrough.
他们凭着信心，凭着圣灵充满，他们看见了神所看见的。
Through faith and fulfilling of the Spirit, they can see what God sees.
所以使提凡才能够起来为主做见证。
Therefore, Stephen could later on stand up and give a testimony for the Lord.
接着这些人他们智慧充足，我们是不是从哪一方面真正觉得我们智慧不够呢？
And the Bible says they were filled with wisdom. How do we know we lack wisdom?
我个人觉得圣经上面有一段话对我很大的启示。
And I personally feel that there's a passage in the Word of God that gives me a good illustration.
就是雅各书里面所说的，你们缺乏智慧的，可以向神求。
And first chapter of James says, if you lack wisdom, you can ask of God.
我不晓得你需不需要向神求这一件事。
I don't know whether you need to ask God of this or not.
我天天都觉得我们缺乏智慧，需要向神来祈求。
Daily, I feel that I lack wisdom. I need to ask God.
而有很多弟兄姐妹觉得不需要祷告了。
And many brothers and sisters lack prayer.
其实当我们在向神求的时候，是因为我们求了很多不重要的事。
The problem is that when we come before God and ask God, we ask a lot of things that are less important.
因为神已经告诉我们日用的需要的，他一定会满足我们。
Because God already promises our daily needs, He would fulfill.
但是神的家里面最重要的事情，我们没有看为最重要。
But the most important thing in the house of God, we do not really consider that as most important.
所罗门他就说，我不求福，也不求寿。
And then Solomon prayed to God and said, I do not ask for riches or long life.
我没有智慧，我没有办法来治理这么多的民，你的民。
Without wisdom, I cannot rule over your people.
这是所罗门他来到神的面前向神呼求。
This is what Solomon asked of God.
我们的执事今天被教会弟兄姐妹一起认同、认可、推举，我们需要到神的面前求智慧。
And then, so the deacons said, "We have chosen. We all affirm. We need to ask that God would give them wisdom."
好让我们每一位的侍奉成为别人的帮助。
So our ministry to be helpful to other people.
成为神的喜乐。
Become the joy of God.
然后我们看这些执事他们的资格中间还有一项，就是他们愿意接受这样的责任。
And the third qualification is that they are willing to accept its responsibility.
有很多人说我什么都肯做，就是不要做执事。
And many people say to a pastor, say, I'm willing to do anything except being a deacon.
我不是讲你们，我们自己都是一样。
I'm not talking about any of you, but I feel the same myself.
神呼召我出来传道，我说主，我什么都可以做，我不要出来做传道人。
When God asked me to come become a pastor, I said to God, I can do anything except being a pastor.
当然我认为我可以做任何事情，其实很多事情我做了，都其实都会做坏掉的。
Actually, I didn't realize if I touch anything else, I'd probably ruin it.
但是做神家里面的事情更会做坏掉。
But even doing the work of God in the God's house, I may ruin it too.
今天我们早上在那里吃饭的时候，
This morning we had breakfast over on the other side.
我们看见许多忠心的弟兄姐妹站在台前。
Saw a lot of faithful brothers and sisters standing before you.
等一下我们还要请他们到前面来。
Later on, we're going to ask them to come up in front of the people again.
你知道 他们都不是受薪的。
You know, none of them is paid.
而且他们拿出很多他们的时间。
And they have to offer up a lot of their time.
心血。
And effort.
爱心。
Love.
祷告。
Prayer.
忍耐。
Patience.
而他们忠心的在侍奉。
They will faithfully serve all of you.
我自己也很亏欠的是为大家祷告的不够。
I also feel that I have not been praying for all of you sufficiently.
今年起我开始愿意好好的为大家更多的时间来祷告。
So this year I promise God I'll pray for all of you more.
今天早上九点钟我到以前英文堂聚会的地方，我在那里祷告。
So this morning I went to the old place where we had the English worship and pray for all of you.
当然这个地方因为有别的教会也想用，但是我们觉得这个地方神已经既然赐给我们，我们要祷告看神要怎么样使用。
Actually, since we are not meeting over in the middle school, other churches want it, but we felt that God has given us that place. We believe that God will use it, that place again for this church.
我需要你们为我祷告。
I need your prayer also.
让我能够谦卑的来侍奉。
That I can serve all of you in humility.
因为没有任何人的话语、人的计谋可以来成就属灵的事。
Because no words of man can accomplish the work of the Holy Spirit.
只要我在的时候，每天礼拜天九点钟，我要在那里跟祷告希望弟兄姐妹有负担的也可以来，九点到九点半，不耽误大家任何其他侍奉。
So every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30, I'll go over to the middle school and pray. And if you feel the leading of the Holy Spirit, come and join me.
也许只有几位弟兄姐妹他们能够来，但是我希望你们在其他的时间也为我们祷告。
Maybe only a few of you can come, but other times during the week, I pleaded with you to pray for us.
也许就在这个时间，我们再看一下执事的事工，很快的看一下。
Quickly look at the ministry of the deacons.
他这边讲到管理饭食，好像我们只有这个管理饭食的才是执事。
And they talk about serving tables or serving meals. We read as if that's the only work a deacon would do.
其实不是神要我们在小事上面忠心。
Actually, God wanted us to be faithful in small things.
路加福音十六章第十节这样说。
Luke 16:10 says,
他说人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心。
If a man is faithful in the least of these, then he will be faithful in the big things.
在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。
If you are unrighteous in the least of things, you will be unrighteous in the major things.
我们有许许多弟兄都是在这个饭食上面来参与，都有忠心。我们看见我们教会，我相信我们做一个比较到天上的时候我们有一些人很有把握说我们教会是教会中间吃的最好的几间。阿们。
And then because of the faithfulness of people preparing the meals, when you go back to heaven and you compare people from other churches, you'll find out that our church serves the best meals.
而且肯也有教会会吃的也不错，但是他们绝对不是只有两块钱就可以吃的这么好的 meal。
And other churches may serve the same quality meal, but they're going to charge you a lot more than $2.
但是你也不晓得我们有一些同工他们心里面是真的为这里非常迫切的在那里祷告。
And then you also do not know that many of them fervently pray because of that matter.
昨天我们执事李永成已经提出来我们这个饭食好像我们亏欠了一点钱。
And then yesterday, Brother Lee, who is in charge of the meals, thought that $2 is too cheap.
那他想怎么办呢？
So he said, we are going to be in red. What are we going to do?
是不是因为这样的缘故弟兄姐妹不太肯再烧饭呢？
Maybe it's because we don't give enough money for the people that prepare the meals. Many of you may not want to cook.
他说那个绿花菜以前只49一磅的，他说现在一块多了。
And some of the prices have gone up from 49 cents a pound to over a dollar.
啊，我们还是两块钱。
We only still charge $2.
啊，所以弟兄姐妹怕自己烧得不好，大家都不说啊，谢谢，今天烧得很好。
So many of the people may be worried that we don't have enough money to prepare a good meal, so therefore I don't want to cook.
啊，其实不是这样的，我们的侍奉要来到啊弟兄姐妹他们劳苦的面前，我们去看他们，到厨房去探个头，说谢谢你们，我们有多少人做过这事？
And how many of you have gone to the kitchen and thanked the people that cook?
Stanley, 就 Stanley 一个，我们多一点，大家举手，下以后要去啊，以后要去。
So,
有的人说我为什么要谢谢呢？
Don't forget that to go and thank them today.
啊，因为有一些人说我也烧饭的时候也没有人谢谢我，所以我也不谢谢别人。
Someone would say, the time that I cook, nobody ever thanked me. Why should I thank them?
啊，为什么不我们先去谢谢大家？
What you want to do is go and start thanking other people for.
他们需要鼓励。
They need to be encouraged.
啊，这个午餐中间我们有很好的团契，感谢这些做饭的弟兄姐。
So we really thank those that prepare good meals.
啊，接送也是一样。
And giving people rides is the same thing.
啊，我们需要有一个感恩的心，谢谢他们给我们一些帮助来。给我们一个 ride.
And the people that receive the rides, we should thank those that give them rides.
啊，有的时候因为这个我们大家都说我不讲他也知道。
Someone like a Chinese, you know, say, oh, they know even if I don't give them thanks.
啊，等到他死了，在他的葬礼的时候才说，哦，他给了我十年的这个ride.
And we wait till the person is dead, then in the funeral service we thank that person.
那个人也听不见。
He would no longer hear you.
啊，当然他以后还会知道的。
Of course, in heaven he would know.
哎呀，我们都会复活的，感谢。
We'll be resurrected. Thank the Lord.
我们这个执事在这个事工上面有一个配搭很重要。
And being deacons, we need to work together.
啊，我们的会章上面写的很清楚，我们执事要做哪些事情。
The bylaws is very clear, but each deacon's department what is expected of him.
啊，今天不是会员大会，我们不会去念这些。
So we won't go through the details.
啊，但是我们需要鼓励我们的执事同工们。
We need to encourage our coworkers.
而且是他们的家人。
And also the family too.
啊，有时候早上下学的时候，我们看见。啊，那执事的太太、执事的孩子都来了，都在那里铲雪。
And you know, every so often it snows around here, and then in the Sunday morning you find the deacon, his wife, his children, the whole family out there shoveling snow.
我们看见这个做饭食的管饭食的这个service 的这个 deacons。他们来提了很重的这些米，这些油，有的时候他们的孩子也来帮忙。
And then you find out the deacon that's in charge of the food would carry 50 pounds of rice and oil and so on and so forth, and them and his wife and children carrying them in.
我们有时候看见一些姐妹他们抬着很重的东西进来。
And even the sisters carry really heavy load, physical load to the church.
我们以前刚刚到主面前去沈元商姊妹
，and talking about Victoria Chan，
他说我一直在厨房里面侍奉，到有一天我在厨房摔倒了，我不能再侍奉。
She said she served God in the kitchen all her life until one day she tripped and fell and no longer could serve。
我们年轻的弟兄姐妹，让我们一同来。彼此的鼓励，彼此的同工。
So, dear brothers and sisters, when you are young, you should really get encouraged and serve.
我们好多的弟兄，像刘天华，他在做执事的时候，他就来训练一些新的执事，后来他们能够接续做下去。
And then the like brother Liu Tianhua, what he has done was train the next generation of deacons. So when he retired, other people can take over.
其实他从来没有跟我讲过。
But he had never told me this.
也是被他训练的人告诉我的。
And it's the people that got trained by him, they told me.
希望我们今天将来到神的面前，我们也能够感谢有一些执事们他建立我们。
And so when we go to God, we should thank other people that train us.
史蒂凡 他是一个众人所选出的执事之一。
Stephen was one of the seven that were chosen.
他不是只做这些事物上的事。
They only not only did the things related to physical needs.
他非常的熟悉圣经。
He was very familiar with the word of God.
他明白真道，而且活出真道。
He lived the word.
而他放胆讲论神的道。
He boldly preached the word of God.
而且他对这个未来的这个盼望是非常的踏实。
And then he had a great faith in the future.
他最后为主殉道。
Lastly, he was martyred.
正如他的名字所说的啊，他得到生命的冠冕。
Just like his name meant he would receive the crown of life in the future.
受他影响的人非常非常的多，你我都受到他的影响。
Many people, including you and I, were affected by his preaching.
因为你如果看见他在这个最后所讲的讲章中间有一句话，使徒保罗没有忘掉。
If you read his last sermon, one of the phrases he used was also remembered by Apostle Paul.
保罗在传福音的时候，他就讲了：“至高者不住人手所造的殿。”
And Paul in his preaching says that the God in the highest do not live in a temple that's made by man.
从使徒行传第七章，我们看见史提凡讲的这第四十八节到保罗在使徒行传第十八章二十四节里面讲的是一样的话。
And you've not noticed that Paul in Acts 18 used the same phrase that was used by Stephen in Acts 7:48.
使提凡的见证是福音能够广传，传到我们今天，让我们能够听见福音，信主。
And Stephen's message said that the message would be spread that even today we could hear the word of God.
许多人纪念他的殉道。
Many people remember his martyrdom.
在八十年前，在中国华北也有一位特殊的宣教士。
80 years ago in northern China, there was also a very special missionary.
他为爱中国人的缘故，他为主殉道了。
Because of his love of Chinese, he gave up his life for us.
但是不是很多人知道他。
But many people do not know him.
他是苏格兰的后裔。
He was one of the Scots.
他生在中国，因为他父亲就是宣教士。
Because his parents were missionaries, he was born in China.
他曾经为信仰的缘故，严守主日不跑的这个原则，放弃了得100公尺金牌奥运的机会。
He was trained as a runner, but because he held firmly to the fact that on Sunday he should worship God.So he gave up his opportunity to win a gold medal in the Olympics.
因为当时他是跑得最快的一位。
Because at that time everybody recognized he was the fastest man on earth.
在1924年，在巴黎的这个奥运会上，奇迹发生。
In 1924, in the Olympics held in Paris, a miracle happened.
他跑了一个他不擅长的400公尺，他得到金牌。
Because he could not run the 100 meters, so he decided to go to run the 400 meters, and he won the gold medal.
其实他完全没有可能，但是他不但勇夺冠军，而且他打破了当时的世界纪录。
Not only nobody gave him any chance, and he won and he broke the Olympic record.
他不但如此，他200公尺的时候他拿到铜牌。
And he also won the bronze for the 200 meters.
当很多苏格兰人、英国他们认为他不该如此的这个放弃掉这个跑100公尺的时候
，When he was willing to give up the 100 meter race, a lot of his countrymen criticized him.
他忍受了所有的一切，他愿意做一个忠心侍奉的人。
But he was willing to bear all this criticism because he wanted to be a faithful servant of God.
他就是大家有的人听见过的 Eric Liddell.
His name is Eric Liddell.
在我今天要讲的是一段我以前没有讲过的故事。
So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him.
当100公尺决赛的那一天。
On the day that they have the final for the 100 meter race.
啊，他去参加，他去看啊，他的队友啊，有一位叫做 Harold Abraham。
And then he was cheering for his teammate Eric Abraham.
啊，结果这个在他的鼓励下面啊，也看见了神奇妙的答应了他的祷告。
And then he actually can see how God has answered his prayer.
啊，本来他这个队友 Harold 是没有可能得金牌的。
Originally nobody gave his teammate Harold Abraham any chance of winning that.
但是他跑到终点的时候，他居然拿到了金牌。
But he won that 100 meter race.
我相信这是因着神要纪念他的仆人。
Because I believe that God honored his servant's prayer.
本来失去一个金牌的机会，但是神给了两个金牌和一个铜牌。
Because he was willing to give up a gold medal, God gave Scotland two gold medals, one bronze medal.
他没有为他自己不能够参加100公尺而悲哀。
He did not feel sorry because he could not run the finals in 100 meters.
他为他的队友能够得到金牌而欢呼而喜乐。
He rejoiced in the fact that his teammate won.
在他一生在中国侍奉的岁月里面。
And during all the time that he served in China.
在中日战争1945年在他43岁英年的时候在华北日本占领区中他过世了。
In 1945, in the Japanese internment camp, he passed away.
他支持这些同工的一个见证，深深的让我受感动，真是刻骨铭心。
I was really moved by his testimony and his willingness to suffer for the Lord.
今天我们做执事的也是要如此的栽培同工。
Today as deacons, we need to also train our co-workers.
让我们彼此鼓励，兴旺神的福音。
And we encourage other for the sake of the gospel.
最后，我是也向大家再一次的为在这几年的侍奉中间我个人的亏欠，再求大家来原谅。
And also, I confess before you this morning my shortcomings during my service ministry in the past few years.
谢谢许多执事补足了中间的不足。
And I thank many of you to fill in my shortcomings.
我现在不一提名，但我永远纪念你们。
I will not bring out the names, but forever will be grateful to you.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
Father, we pray for the deacons.
主啊，我们为着执事来祷告。
May you bless them as an individual love you.
求你大大祝福他们，因为他们爱你。
Help them to walk with you humbly.
要他们谦卑的与你同行。
Serve one another with the gift that you entrust to them.
用你所赐给他们的恩赐彼此服侍。
Upholding their family.
保护他们的家庭。
Bless their co-workers.
祝福他们的同工。
Allow their prayer life bear so much fruit for you.
让他们在祷告的生活里面为你结出美好的见证。
Father, we pray that you will add to the church many that will trust Jesus Christ as Lord.
求你天天把得救的人赐给教会。
Lord, I pray that you will bless our church.
求你祝福我们的教会。
Give us the opportunity to serve one another.
让我们有机会彼此侍奉。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
阿门。